HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The Israeli military has attacked a hospital it says was a cover for Hamas commanders and fighters. More from the BBC's Paul Adams in Jerusalem.
It's been a day of fear and despair at Gaza's main hospitals. Israeli forces are in the nearby streets. My children, a woman cries as the wounded and the terrified race into Shifa Hospital after an explosion this morning. Inside, the staff are at breaking point.
Israeli officials say more than 100,000 people have moved from north to south Gaza since yesterday. The military says it extended a pause to 6 hours to help them. But many people are calling for more than just a pause. Here's correspondent Cammie McCormick.
An open letter calling on the Biden administration to demand an immediate ceasefire has now been signed by more than 1,000 officials in the U.S. Agency for International Development. They're concerned about the growing number of civilian casualties in Gaza. The White House has rebuffed calls for a ceasefire, and the State Department says only that it's a trying time for our workforce.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet during the Asia-Pacific conference next week in San Francisco. China expert Gordon Chang says the Gaza war will likely come up, but
Beijing has made it very clear that it is supporting Iran and it is supporting Hamas. And I don't think there's anything that the Biden administration can say that is going to convince the Chinese to back off.
Investigators are looking for whoever sent fentanyl-laced letters to elections officials in several states, including Oregon and Georgia. Domestic terror expert Randy Blazek says it's a sign that security needs to be tight for the 2024 elections.
What we may be seeing is sort of a warm-up. Kind of a trial run to seeing how to disrupt elections in the future.
A big-time college football scandal has just gotten bigger, with an undefeated coach now on the sidelines. Reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh was suspended 3 games, so that means for the rest of the regular season, after the Big Ten found the school was in violation of carrying out in-person scouting of its opponents for several years, which the conference says gave Michigan an unfair competitive advantage that compromised the integrity of competition.
The Grammy nominations are out. Here, CBS's Dania Bacchus.
SZA leads the pack with 9 nominations, including Record, Song, and Album of the Year. Her blockbuster compilation, SOS, only her second album, is also up for Best Progressive R&B Album.
The Grammys air February 4th on CBS. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 391 points. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The Israeli military has attacked a hospital it says was a cover for Hamas commanders and fighters. More from the BBC's Paul Adams in Jerusalem.
It's been a day of fear and despair at Gaza's main hospitals. Israeli forces are in the nearby streets. My children, a woman cries as the wounded and the terrified race into Shifa Hospital after an explosion this morning. Inside, the staff are at breaking point.
Israeli officials say more than 100,000 people have moved from north to south Gaza since yesterday. The military says it extended a pause to 6 hours to help them. But many people are calling for more than just a pause. Here's correspondent Cammie McCormick.
An open letter calling on the Biden administration to demand an immediate ceasefire has now been signed by more than 1,000 officials in the U.S. Agency for International Development. They're concerned about the growing number of civilian casualties in Gaza. The White House has rebuffed calls for a ceasefire, and the State Department says only that it's a trying time for our workforce.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet during the Asia-Pacific Conference next week in San Francisco. China expert Gordon Chang says the Gaza war will likely come up, but
Beijing has made it very clear that it is supporting Iran and it is supporting Hamas. And I don't think there's anything that the Biden administration can say that is going to convince the Chinese to back off.
Investigators are looking for whoever sent fentanyl-laced letters to elections officials in several states, including Oregon and Georgia. Domestic terror expert Randy Blazek says it's a sign that security needs to be tight for the 2024 elections.
What we may be seeing is sort of a warm-up, kind of a trial run to seeing how to disrupt elections in the future.
A big-time college football scandal has just gotten bigger, with an undefeated coach now on the sidelines. Reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh was suspended 3 games, so that means for the rest of the regular season, after the Big Ten found the school was in violation of carrying out in-person scouting of its opponents for several years, which the conference says gave Michigan an unfair competitive advantage that compromised the integrity of competition.
The Grammy nomination around here, CBS's Dania Bacchus.
SZA leads the pack with 9 nominations, including Record Song and Album of the Year. Her blockbuster compilation, SOS, only her second album, is also up for Best Progressive R&B Album.
The Grammys air February 4th on CBS. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 391 points. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Timeout. All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The Israeli military has attacked a hospital it says was a cover for Hamas commanders and fighters. More from the BBC's Paul Adams in Jerusalem.
It's been a day of fear and despair at Gaza's main hospitals. Israeli forces are in the nearby streets. My children, a woman cries as the wounded and the terrified race into Shifa Hospital after an explosion this morning. Inside, the staff are at breaking point.
Israeli officials say more than 100,000 people have moved from north to south Gaza since yesterday. The military says it extended a pause to 6 hours to help them. But many people are calling for more than just a pause. Here's correspondent Cammy McCormick.
An open letter calling on the Biden administration to demand an immediate ceasefire has now been signed by more than 1,000 officials in the U.S. Agency for International Development. They're concerned about the growing number of civilian casualties in Gaza. The White House has rebuffed calls for a ceasefire, and the State Department says only that it's a trying time for our workforce.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet during the Asia-Pacific conference next week in San Francisco. China expert Gordon Chang says the Gaza war will likely come up, but
Beijing has made it very clear that it is supporting Iran and it is supporting Hamas. And I don't think there's anything that the Biden administration can say that is going to convince the Chinese to back off.
Investigators are looking for whoever sent fentanyl-laced letters to elections officials in several states, including Oregon and Georgia. Domestic terror expert Randy Blazek says it's a sign that security needs to be tight for the 2024 elections.
What we may be seeing is sort of a warm-up, kind of a trial run to seeing how to disrupt elections in the future.
A big-time college football scandal has just gotten bigger, with an undefeated coach now on the sidelines. Reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh was suspended 3 games, so that means for the rest of the regular season, after the Big Ten found the school was in violation of carrying out in-person scouting of its opponents for several years, which the conference says gave Michigan an unfair competitive advantage that compromised the integrity of competition.
The Grammy nominations are out. Here's CBS's Dania Bacchus.
SZA leads the pack with 9 nominations, including Record, Song, and Album of the Year. Her blockbuster compilation, SOS, only her second album, is also up for Best Progressive R&B Album.
The Grammys air February 4th on CBS. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 391 points. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Timeout. Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Hollywood Actors Union Board approves a tentative deal that ended its strike. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
In a sign-stealing scandal, the Big Ten Conference bans Jim Harbaugh. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh was suspended 3 games, so that means for the rest of the regular season, after the Big Ten found the school was in violation of carrying out in-person scouting of its opponents for several years, which the conference says gave Michigan an unfair competitive advantage that compromised the integrity of competition.
It's audio from Gaza and Israel's war on Hamas that some might find disturbing. CBS's Deborah Patta.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds.